Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally Seven to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. Lord, I pray that these words be uttered, and will bring joy and happiness to the world.
To applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion, gathering hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen in our awareness, in our connection, in our communion with the sacred, the ground of our being, the divine and absolute mystery that we call the beloved God in us. As us. And we continue with our series of the 12 things that God cannot do. And the second is God cannot change. The theological term for this is his immutability. God is unchanging and unchangeable. I have to confess that for me personally, that statement is one of the statements through everything that I have ever gone through in my life. It's the one thing that brings me the greatest comfort, the greatest strength, the greatest joy. All of us, I'm sure, have experienced in our time things, relationships, experiences, jobs that we thought would go on forever, would last forever. But things change, people change. I certainly know that, and it's a conversation I was having fairly recently with a friend. There are friends that I thought we would definitely grow old together, pushing each other in our bath chairs and reminiscing about when we were young. And they are no longer in my life. And as I traveled this journey called life and living, the hurt and the disappointment that I experienced early on when these relationships failed and broke down brought me to an awareness and understanding that everything we see, everything we experience in this physical form is temporary. And nothing is permanent or lasting except God. I used to wonder how it is, because in those days it was before phones and text messages. They would write letters and cards saying how much they loved me or how much they appreciated my friendship, yada, yada, yada. And then, toot, toot, where are they now? that I was sharing with a friend that I have come to believe and accept for myself that when people say things, it is genuinely meant in that moment. The trouble is, for me, I used to attach that it was forever, that how they felt and what they said would never change. But the experiences have taught me that it does change. And the only thing that is unchanging, the only thing that is dependable, is God. Let me kick off with some sacred text to set the scene so that you can get yourself firmly established in what I'm saying. And of course, the one that we are all familiar with is from Malachi 3:6, which says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For I am the Lord thy God, and I change not, because I am the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. You can rely upon me, depend upon me, for my love, for my grace, for my justice is unchanging." In James 1:17, it says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Because of the writers of old and still today, people like to think of heaven as being somewhere above the skies, and we know different. But the truth is still in that statement. Everything good that we desire, everything that we are wanting for ourselves, for health and wholeness and peace and joy, these things come from God, who does not change, who is not capricious, loving you today and unloving you the next. I think one of the things that truly galls me is this idea that theologians like to push across, that if you do something wrong, think something wrong, say something wrong, God will stop loving you. It is impossible. That is man. Man has such whims and caprices, who is changeable and ready to dismiss or disown you at the drop of a hat. But the creator of all that is, the creator of life itself, the giver of life, is not and never can be that way. 1 Samuel 15:29. "Moreover, the Eternal One of Israel will not lie or change his mind, because he isn't a mere human being subject to changing his mind." Numbers 23:19. "God is no mere human. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises." My beloved, we live and move and have our being in the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotence that is God. Our teacher and way-shower told us that God is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. If God was doing miracles back in the time of Jesus, and we call them miracles simply because they were the higher working of the laws that we are still yet to embrace, understand, and believe. If God was doing these things, then he is still doing them now. The reason maybe why we are not experiencing them has to do with our level of faith, belief, acceptance. And that is not on God, that is on us. For when the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, it is reminding us that the truth of who we are and whose we are beings and aspects and expressions of the divine, that we have that within us, the allness of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the love of God, the abundance of God, all that God is, we have that too. We simply need to remember, realize, and accept and express it. when I catch myself getting caught up with the appearances of the world, of all that is going on. I was sharing with friends that I have to keep a constant watch so as not to spiral into despair and despondency. To remember whose world this is. To remember who is in charge of this world. To remember that I am one with the all in all. So my poem is from Deborah Ann Belker, who says, "Father, I am thankful. You never alter. How you still love me even when I falter. For you're unchanging, steadily you remain. Yesterday, today, forever, you maintain the same. Father, I am grateful. You are never shifting, how you show me mercy even when I'm drifting. For your steadfast, faithful, loyal and true, you are trustworthy through and through. Father, I am appreciative how on you I can depend, for your love and mercy for me will never end." I want to share a few quotes that I so love and appreciate because, again, they're reminding us of God's unchangeability. The first is Charles Spurgeon, who says, "But God is perpetually the same. He is not composed of any substance or material, but is spirit, pure, essential, and ethereal spirit. And therefore he is immutable. He remains everlastingly the same. There are no furrows on his eternal brow. No age hath paced him. No years have marked him with the mementos of their flight. He sees ages pass, but with him it is ever now. He is ever the great I am, the great unchangeable." David Jeremiah, "We can embrace change by knowing we serve an unchanging God." And Lisa Turks, "We must tie our identities to our unchanging, unflinching, unyielding, undeniable good, and unquestionably loving God." There are so many more I can change, but I think we get the gist of what those authors, writers were sharing and reminding us. Do not create a God that is changeable with the weather. My invitation constantly is for you to enlarge your concept of what God is. Even if that means throwing out what you were brought up with or the teachings of old, you have your own inner connection to the divine yourself. You can commune and learn for yourself inwardly what God is. Do not be misled or mistaken in thinking that God is only appearing or speaking to a few, and those who call themselves ministers or pastors or reverends or popes or archbishops. No. God is speaking to each and every one of us if we choose to open and listen. We are one with an unchanging God. That cannot change, that will not change, that we can depend on. Families, parents, partners, siblings, best friends, people can let you down, people can disappoint, people can die and leave you. But the one unchanging, dependable fact is that God can never leave you. When the Bible says that we live, move, and have our being in God, and I like to share in prayer sometime that there is nowhere where God is not, this is a life force, a power, a presence on which you can depend. My story is a lengthy one, but I try to edit it as much as I can, but it's too inspiring not to share in its fullness. It's entitled Shielded by the Lord by David Hess. I was 39 years old and wasn't likely to live out the week, much less see 40. As the morning dragged on, my family and parish and the parishioners of my church came in and out of my room praying for my recovery. Prayer was all I had left. It was Franny, one of my older congregants, who seemed to have the most faith in the impossible. Pastor Dave, I'm not sure what this means, but you may find the Lord to be a shield around you. That's in the Bible somewhere, or maybe in a hymn. I just know he wanted me to tell you that. I recognize the phrase from one of David's psalms. You are a shield around me, O Lord. But those kinds of miracles, the big biblical ones, they just didn't apply today. I've come through the worst of my battle with acute myeloid leukemia, just completed my final round of chemo. Through it all, my wife Sherry stood by me wearing a hospital gown and mask to protect my compromised immune system. It looked as if I was going to be okay. The oncologist was pleased with my latest test results. I'd even been able to dance briefly with our daughter in my hospital room just before she left for the prom. Then something happened that made it all for naught. My appendix burst. Sherry was at our son's soccer game when she got the call. My white blood cells were depleted from the chemo and I couldn't fight infection. My platelet count was low, my blood wouldn't clot. In other words, surgery was not an option. And without it, the poison flooding my body would be fatal. The doctors inserted a tube into my abdomen, hoping to drain off some of the toxins, but it would only buy me hours, not the weeks I needed to build up the strength to survive an appendectomy. Sherry raced to the hospital and told everyone we knew to come now. A procession of visitors murmured their prayers and said goodbye, except Franny. She was so sure of the message she'd received. I didn't have the heart to tell her otherwise. The nurses doped me up to keep me comfortable. I lost track of time. Soon the sun had set again. My visitors left. Sherry went home to look after the kids. I counted it with all I had. Franny's strange message and David's prayer at the forefront of my mind. You are a shield around me, O Lord, I said aloud. I repeated it over and over until I was able to sleep. My doctors and nurses knew of only one case where anyone with cancer like mine survived a burst appendix for so long. When I passed the 1 week mark, a social worker said they were sending me home, but that I'd have to come in every few days for blood tests to see if I was strong enough for surgery. There was no guarantee I would be. I treasured every moment with my family. Sherry read to me in bed. I played piano with the kids and we sang and talked and laughed until I couldn't keep my eyes open. I even spent time with our dog cuddling on the sofa. Somehow, though, I made it 6 weeks. My platelet levels normalized. The surgeon prepared me for the operation. I'm going to do an exploratory procedure, he said. We need to see what damage has been done. Through the fog of anesthesia, you know what I mean, I remember David's words. Why those? Franny wasn't sure what they meant, and neither was I. But the passage had sustained me, like provisions during a desolate winter. You are a shield around me. The surgeon came in, holding some 5x7-inch glossy photos taken from inside my lower abdomen. Have you ever had an operation before? He asked. Only my tonsils, I said. I've never seen anything like this, the surgeon said. He held up one of the photos. It just looks like blobs to me. Here is your appendix, what is left of it, he said, pointing with his pen. But surrounding it is a kind of tent composed of adhesions. He made a circle. It's the strongest kind of scar tissue there is. We normally see it only after someone has surgery. What does that mean? I asked. The surgeon fumbled for the right words. All the toxins were contained within this structure. These adhesions, they acted almost like tiny shields, tightly packed together. I never know why my life was spared. Not while I'm here on earth. That's what heaven is for. For now, I enjoy my family and my friends. That is an unchanging God who is able to do, as this author, the pastor there, wrote, big miracles even today. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Those words embolden me if I start to fret over something not happening as quickly as I would like. David slew Goliath. Elizabeth had a child when she was in her 90s. And we could go on with the various examples of all that God, who is unchanging and unchangeable, is able to do in our lives, if we allow. So my science of mind reading is entitled Change Endings Uncertainty. Oh my. The first quote comes from C.S. Lewis, who says, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Our second quote from Ernest Holmes says, whatever change takes place must take place with this one. But this one must be changeless. For being one and only, it cannot change, or it could not change into anything but itself. The author writes, it is clear that the world of form is full of constant change. Nature prepares us for this as the seasons and weather change. We see plant life change constantly, yet we may struggle with endings even still. Endings can cause us to feel unsafe or insecure when things we did not expect to change or end do so, because this is accompanied with uncertainty. When things end and we are not certain what will happen next, there is a great opportunity for trust afoot. It is an opportunity to find trust within us that we can handle this change. It can even be an opportunity to consider that whatever will emerge from this change might be better than what was before. If we can begin to consider that, then this intention becomes part of the mental equivalent that goes with us as we move forward through the change. I certainly have not liked every change or ending that has happened in my life. Who I became through those endings has helped me feel more grace and have more grit when changes and endings come into my experience. They've also allowed me to touch the changeless presence that is always available to me and all others. We can make the choice to embrace, to be embraced by the changeless. While moving through the inevitable changes that occur, we can pray and meditate more, we can listen within more, we can trust more, and all of it is worth it. My beloveds, as always, the reason I do Sunday Soul Connection is to invite you to deepen in your faith, in your personal connection to the sacred, to the divine, to the holy of holies, to share with you all that I embrace as I travel this things through this journey called life and living. I want each and every one of you to be so emboldened, so faith-filled, that no matter what occurs, you know that you are one with an unchanging God. You are one with that which is changeless in its love, in its grace, in its mercies to you, for you. I do not know how much more or how to share this truth, to get this across to you. But I pray that your hearts and minds be open to know, to love, and to serve God in a way that blesses you continuously as you grow and deepen in your faith. So if you haven't already, I invite you to go within for our reflective meditation. And as always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Job too was an example of his trust in an unchanging God in spite of everything he went through. Every trial, every tribulation, he knew that he was one with the changeless. So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, be cognizant, be mindful that you are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of the divine. Inhale. So the diaphragm, extend the stomach and breathe in the breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. God intelligence governs our daily thoughts and actions. So let this mind be in you, which was Christ, was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Affirmed for yourself, believing that the mind of God is ever present, that divine intelligence is always available, I open my consciousness to its guidance, realizing that my attention must not be divided between believing and doubting. I carefully guard my mental actions, seeking ways to keep them affirmative, to keep them open to that which is constructive. I keep my mind steadfast and loyal to the thought that I am governed by divine intelligence, which is changeless and unchanging, which always knows what I ought to think and do, and how I should do it. I feel that I am compelled to make right and constructive decisions, that I am impelled to right action, that there is something within me that always knows how to think and how to act. Daily, I reassure myself of this divine fact and affirm that the intelligence that governs all things governs me, that the life that flows through everything flows through me, that there is one mind, which is God, that this mind is my mind. I believe that this mind is the source of inspiration, as well as energy and action, as well as illumination. Therefore, I know that at all times, I have a silent, unchangeable, invisible partner walking with me, talking with me, cooperating with me. I keep my mind open to guidance. I let that mind be in me that was also in Christ. That was from 365, Science of Mind. I invite you to take a deep breath in as you allow that affirmation to resound and reside within your being, to seep into your consciousness as the truth that is unchanging and unchangeable. I invite you, as we enter into our circle of prayer, to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the life force, the spirit, the divine intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, whose spirit and energy is everywhere, whose center is everywhere, whose circumference is nowhere. To try and feel into that allness, that fullness, that totality that is God. Divine beloved, ground of being, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, embolden and enliven with this truth that you are a God that changes not. That irrespective of appearances, irrespective of relationships, irrespective of circumstances that may change, you, the ever-abiding eternal life, you are unchanging and unchangeless. Let our faith deepen in ways that make us feel secure in this belief, in this truth, that you who are the same yesterday, forever, world without end, you who are eternal, that your grace, that your love, that your justice, that your blessings, which are ever available, ever unconditional, ever unceasing, that are ever present for us, because you are an unchanging God. Your love cannot change. Your grace will never end. Your spirit is eternal. Let us have the mind that Christ had, so that we can know this truth, believe this truth, accept this truth, and live from this truth. Let us know that with you all things are possible, for you are unchanging. Let us know that whatever is happening in our lives, that you are dependable. Mother, Father, God, as we accept that this is one of the things that you cannot do, you cannot change, let our trust and belief and acceptance deepen in this truth. You know everything that has been happening, not only in our lives, but in all of the lives of our family and friends, our loved ones, our communities, our world. And without even if I could label and list every need, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, psychological, you know the needs of us individually and collectively. You know the needs for every sentient being, two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, hoof. You know the needs for this beautiful, wonderful, sentient planet. Mother, Father, God, we put it before you now, asking for its healing, asking for its blessing, asking for its deliverance, asking for whatever the need is to be supplied. We are your hands and feet here upon this earth. Touch our hearts and minds that we may remember that, and so wherever we may show up, we show up as expressions of your love and your light. If anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for you are an unchanging God. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful, and so it is. So it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers, and affirm aloud, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms over your heart, and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms facing outwards, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our affirmation. Repeat. I remain certain.
I remain certain
about the changeless presence
of the divine
as it supports and guides me through any change or ending in my life. Buddhist reflection, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am
the light of God
within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloveds, a rumination for this week. Rumi says, life is a picture. It's constantly undergoing change. The spirit beholds a new world every moment. And so my closing benediction, as I continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer, this one is of David Sorrell. O God, you love us like a good parent and are present in every aspect of our existence. May your nature become known and respected by all. May your joy, peace, wholeness, and justice be the reality for everyone as we live by the Jesus way. Give us all that we really need to live every day for you. And forgive us our failures as we forgive others for their failures. Keep us from doing those things which are not of you. And cause us always to be centered on your love. For you are the true reality in this hour now. And in all our future. In the Jesus way we pray. Amen. My beloveds, my closing song is quite long, so I'm going to fade it out, but I will post it so you can enjoy it in its entirety. It's by Sinach, and it's entitled Unchanging God.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Changing God by Sinach. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy week. Look forward to joining you next.